If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Uber Spicy, the hot new spicy food challenge in a car. Today we have a special guest comedian, Brett Haney, with us. Woo! Welcome to the show, Brett.
Hello.
How are you with spicy food?
I used to be terrible with it, but I'm really, really good with spicy.
You've been eating more spicy food?
A lot more spicy food.
Okay.
So I feel very confident.
Oh,
so
boy.
Do you? Okay, well, what have you been eating?
Peppers. I just eat raw peppers.
Jalapenos?
Yep. Have you ever heard of the Carolina Reaper?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just chew on that.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, I was just like, I love spice now.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Wow, here
all
we go.
I've been eating hot salsas and all sorts of things.
Well, this may be perfect for you tonight. Our first sauce is sriracha. Coming at 2200 Scoville units. Down the hatch. All right, rules of the game. We have six sauces. On sauces 1 through 5, you can have all the liquids that you want. Once we get to the sixth one, we have 5 minutes of fire. To win the prize tonight, you have to eat that one and go 5 minutes without any liquids. Oh, you got it. Okay. All right.
I love it.
Who needs liquid?
Let's do this then. Let's move on to number two. This is uber spicy, original habanero hot
sauce.
This is
your guys's?
This is ours, yes.
You made it at home and then put a label on it? Wait, okay, let's eat it and then I want to ask more about this. Fun fact, so you don't have to spray and do a bunch of stuff. Also,
if you do
have wasps and you see a wasp nest and you do spray it, leave the nest there. Because they won't. Wasps are territorial. So they won't, if they see a nest there, they're not going to want to.
Oh, and when you knock it down, then they're just like, oh,
yeah, when
nest.
They knock it down, now there's free real estate.
Oh,
you tear the house down, and now they're going to come build a new house.
Again,
it's this next one.
All right, next one is Tearfink's Curse, coming in at 99,000 Scoville units.
Now that I got done lecturing you guys about wasps and stuff.
All right, Brett, were you on the Jake-Off? And if so, how was the show?
Uh-oh. I was on that show, and it was uncomfortable.
Really?
My God. I was at the Jake-Off, but it was very intense. Anyways, enough about the Jake-Off. I am planning a roast for Yeti's birthday in April. I have a great lineup of comedians that we're going to roast Yeti.
Okay. Oh, when is this happening? Do you have it?
April 21st, because it's his birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Friday, 7 o'clock, Matt's.
All right, this one is Da Bomb Beyond Insanity, coming in 100,000.
135,600 yes. Scoville units.
Yeah.
Brett, were you on Comic of the Year?
Mm.
And if so, how was that show?
I do have a much better answer for that one. I was on Comic of the Year, and it was very fun. They drew the order out of a hat, which is very fair and awesome, but unfortunately, I went first. Ooh! Okay, guys.
Why? Some milk?
That's why it's super spicy.
No, no, I don't need
no,
milk.
Okay.
No dairy.
Dairy for you, huh? Mm.
Yeah.
That's
so I was
one.
On it. I got eliminated. I didn't make it past the first round. But I tried new material, and that's a risk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So, I think it was a good exercise. I'm disappointed I didn't make it forward, but hey, whew, it is what it is.
How are you liking Da Bomb?
That was that last one, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the one, that one's on the show, right?
Yep.
Hot Ones?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it.
It is, yeah.
And it's always the one that makes people hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't connect that until now.
Now you know why.
So, in a nutshell, I enjoyed Comic of the Month. I wish I would have went further, but it got me writing a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Been trying some new jokes, which is always nice.
Seems
I'm
like
not the biggest fan of comedy competitions.
Mm-hmm.
For the simple fact that typically it's a popularity contest.
Okay.
Who you can bring.
Yeah.
But that's also why I liked Comic of the Year, because they had to vote for 7 people. So even if you brought a crowd.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, at least on that first round.
Uh-huh.
I guess the closer it gets down to the nitty gritty, yeah, you're going to want to bring more people.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready to move on?
Ready.
Yeah. I think my face is. Yeah, it's back together. It's really warm.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of red, too.
Yes. All right, next one is Melinda's Ghost Pepper Wing Sauce and Condiment coming in at 400,000 Scoville units.
Melinda?
Huh? Yeah,
Chris loves this one.
I put this one on my eggs in the morning.
How about Brett?
I'm trying to not let it touch my lips.
Good idea. Cat toothpaste is a dental hygiene product designed for cats. In addition to unique formulations for cats' teeth, they also tend to have flavors like chicken that make cats less likely to resist having their teeth brushed. What are your thoughts on cat toothpaste?
My thoughts on cat toothpaste, first off, pro. I'm for cat toothpaste. I'm for all the animal toothpastes. Let's just put that out. Dog toothpaste. I have a dog, Lazy. His breath is the worst.
So.
Not that I brush it.
His name is Lazy?
Yeah, it's Lazy Bones.
Okay.
Lazy Bones.
After the rapper from Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh, okay.
But Cap, yeah, I'm for it. I find that really interesting. I guess I can share it. This is cat related and kind of part of the question.
It's uber spicy story time, folks. In today's adventure, we hear how Brett does something naughty in an attempt to cure his kitty's glaucoma. Let's listen in.
I had a cat that, her name was Alice, that I adopted from when I worked at Zamzo's. We'd bring in like each week. Well, not each week, until the cat got adopted, but they'd bring in cats from the Humane Society, put it on show. And yeah, this cat named Lyric, super sweet. Petted her belly, liked her belly rub. Like, you know, I was like, this is a dope ass cat. Took her home, changed her name from that stupid ass name, Lyric, to Alice. She was so much more an Alice than a Lyric. God, what a stupid name. sorry if your animal's name is Lyric, or your child.
I know someone named Lyric. It was a cool, unique name for a person.
Maybe a person. All right, I can see that. But
for
yeah.
a cat, it's super fucking
yeah,
dumb.
So dumb.
We deserve yourself, Brett.
All right, so fast forward. I got Alice. She ended up getting glaucoma in one of her eyes. I found this out because she started peeing everywhere, including on me one time, and it was the worst.
Brett found himself in quite a pickle.
Took her to the vet. Hey, your cat's got glaucoma. The reason she's peeing all over things, she's got a constant headache because, like, the swelling of this eye.
God.
So here's some medicine. You're set out 3 weeks for an appointment. We're going to pop that eyeball out. Like, that was their solution. So for the next 3 weeks, I had this cool medicine that fucked my cat up. But I was also putting her in a shoebox and smoking her out anytime I smoked.
What a lucky little kitty.
And the first few times she didn't
really
like it.
Glaucoma.
Yeah.
That was my thought.
I didn't really know anything about glaucoma, but it was an eye thing, and that people smoke weed for it sometimes.
Yeah.
And so I was like, she's going to like this. And
she did.
Eventually. Yeah, at first she didn't really like it, but then there was times she would, like, I'd be pulling out weed stuff, and she'd get
in the box.
Like,
I know what happens next.
She was definitely a happy kitty.
So I would smoke her out in the box. She had this cool medicine that I'd drop in her. Like, all it had to do was get anywhere in her mouth, and it, like, absorbs through her gums, kind of like cocaine or something. Yeah. And then her good eye would get fucking huge. And then she'd play and be fine, and it was awesome because I felt, I'm like, oh, no, you're not in pain right now.
Yeah.
But anyways, fast forward, I drop her off at the vet, go to work. They call me 2 hours later, and they're like, hey, the glaucoma's gone. We don't have to take her eye out anymore.
Hallelujah!
They're like, she's still, like, because it got so bad, she's
cured?
Blind. Yeah, she was blind in that eye still. But they're like, yeah, there's no pressure in there. She's
Woo-hoo!
Totally fine. So I like to say that I cured my cat with marijuana all the time, but I never brushed her teeth. Yeah, right?
She never brushed her teeth.
Never brushed her teeth?
No.
She still had the worst breath.
Smoke her out all the time.
Did she get the munchies real bad after you smoked her out?
God, I'd imagine, but I don't speak cat, so I don't
She got the munchies something fierce, but unfortunately Brett was not bilingual. The end. We hope you enjoyed Uber Spicy Storytime today. Tune in next week to find out what other substances Brett gives his animals.
Alright, our next sauce is Hellfire Doom, coming in at 6.6 million Scoville units.
Down the hatch. Oh, here we go. Oh my goodness. Oh, we got a hot burn. Don't start that timer yet. Ah.
Multiple sources, Brett, credit the Vedic scriptures of Indian origin with documenting the first evidence of twisted locks of hair as early as 1800 BC.
Whoa.
What are the origins of your twisted locks of hair?
My origins were that I had a friend that had dreadlocks, my friend Pierre. We lived together here in Nampa for a while, and like I said, he had dreadlocks. I had the same hairstyle forever. I went through a Justin Bieber phase, like we all do in middle school and stuff. But then after that, it was pretty much short around the edges, a little spiky in the front. You probably recognize it. Pretty common haircut.
Yeah.
Had it forever. Had it for a long time. I wonder if I can find a picture for you. Finally, I was like, you know what? I think I want to do dreads. And Pierre, my friend, was like, yeah, you should. They're cool.
Did he have them?
Yeah, he did. He had dreads, and grew my hair out for about a year and a half. It was long enough to put in my mouth, and then I grew it out a little bit longer, so it was like to my chin.
Yeah.
Him, my buddy Pierre, and Ty, for about 24 hours.
Oh, really?
Had to, like, first they separated it all.
Uh-huh.
Into the dreads, or what are soon to be. And then, yeah, took this brush called a rat brush.
So you just get small clumps of hair to rat it?
Halfway.
Yeah, so they would tie them up, and then, yeah, with this rat brush, okay. Brush it backwards. So my hair that was, like, to my chin was now, like, this long.
Oh, wow. Did you like it instantly?
No.
Didn't?
No, you go through a really long awkward phase.
Uh-huh.
Was wearing a lot of bandanas, similar to like kind of like this one.
Mm-hmm.
And did that forever. I was so excited when they were finally long enough I could tie my hair up with my hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool. But ultimately,
I just wanted to get out of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
I guess is like the true origin of them is to get out of your comfort zone.
You ever
try
think
something
about cutting them? Are they?
I've had some of those thoughts recently, which I guess like literally I just had this thought right now while burning. It would just be another step to get out of my comfort zone because I've thought about it, but at the same time, I'm like, I've had them for almost 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you donate them? Do they do anything?
I don't know,
way?
And I don't think so.
Yeah. How are you doing on Hellfire Doom?
I'm doing fine. I told the dread story.
Yeah.
Anything you'd like to promote that's coming up?
Yeah, I got the I got that Sessions show.
Uh-huh.
I got the Sessions show at Volume 1 in Meridian next Sunday. What do I have after that? I don't think I have anything after that. This. I'm in this right now. getting a tattoo on the 4th.
Oh, cool. Oh, what are you getting?
This little gnome, I don't really know where. I think that we'll do later.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Climb the mountain.
We
of
did,
sauces.
Dude.
You
I
did
win
fantastically
prizes.
With the bomb and Hellfire Doom. Then you stayed with it. Got through the 5 minutes of fire challenge. Anything like you'd like to say, plug, promote?
I'm going to Disneyland.
Woo! You're a winner!
Thank you for being on
Killed
the
it.
Show. We'll see you next time on Uber Spicy.
Woo-hoo.